This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:08. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, when is chopping a parking space in public areas okay?
Okay, so I think if you are somebody who's busy looking for a parking spot in a very busy commercial area, I suspect your answer might be never. It's never okay.
With because, a fist thumping on the table.
Yeah, because there's a part of me that wants to say that. But anyway, So basically, Ampang Jaya Municipal Council, MPAJ, has removed traffic cones, flower pots and old chairs that were being used to illegally hog parking bays. They were confiscated by enforcement officers as they were obstructing public spaces and roads. So I think as you might be able to gather from the collection of items there, including flower pots and the like, this was actually carried out at apartment complexes, right? And this was in Taman Cempaka following complaints. And in a social media post, MPAJ ask those with similar issues to lodge a report on their website or to send a WhatsApp to their number. So this got really positive reactions from the public. People said that stern action should be taken against those who illegally reserve parking bays. And I think that this is an interesting conversation because it involves different facets of public spaces. On the one hand, you have this, which is public parking, but it is actually in a residential area. On the other hand, you have straight up, you know, just commercial areas that have businesses chopping spots, but sometimes without the telltale red box, right? Which should let you know actually what's happening.
Yeah, so those red boxes are basically the sign that they have been legally reserved by business owners for their customers. But anything with yellow or white lines are meant for public parking and therefore not legally reserved. So that's one easy indication. But knowing that doesn't necessarily make it super easy, right? Because just because they're not supposed to reserve those spots for their businesses, it doesn't mean that the average person feels like they're able to, what, get down from their car and go and demand that these flower pots or chairs or whatever are moved. And I think that's why this becomes such a point of frustration, because especially in areas where parking is already at a premium, not being able to give a fair chance to find a parking spot often feels, it feels like something that should be taken care of by the authorities, frankly.
So JPJ has said that the act of illegally booking a parking spot is illegal. This is under Section 50, subsection 3 of the Road Transport Act 1987. And what they mean by illegally booking a parking spot is placing a chair, cone, motorbike, flower pot, just, you know, any iteration of that, even including having a person stand in the parking spot to chop it. That's also not cool. And under Section 119, those who are found guilty can be penalised for a first offence of a fine of up to 2,000 ringgit or 6 months imprisonment. The second offence doubles that. So 4,000 ringgit is the fine maximum and then 12 months imprisonment. And this applies to everywhere, really, public, private properties, shopping malls, every which way, except, again, those people who actually purchase their parking spots and have that red box.
So we're going to try and unpack this. I mean, basically, if Ampang Jaya Municipal Council can do this, it seems to me like there isn't a reason why other town councils or city authorities couldn't be better with their enforcement of this, right? So we're going to try and understand how this works, really, and what's in place in terms of this whole idea of businesses or even homeowners chopping parking lots, where the legal lines lie. Let us know. Have you encountered this a lot? What do you do? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be joined by Bukit Gasing Assemblyperson Rajiv Rishyakaran. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about reserving, chopping parking spots, whether in residential areas or in public spaces. And we're talking about when it's legal, when it's not, and what can be done. We're talking about this specifically because MPAJ has actually gone around and said that we should be complaining if we see people do this. So we'd like to ask you, have you encountered this and what do you do? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Rajiv Rishyakaran, Assembly Person for Bukit Gasing. Rajiv, good to have you back with us.
Hi, it's good to be back.
So how often do you encounter complaints about public parking spots being claimed like this?
Every now and then, there will be complaints, but this practice is still very rampant, not just in Ampang or PJ, but I think throughout the whole Klang Valley, and possibly the whole country as well.
So we kind of ran through this earlier, but talk to us about the legality of it, right? Are businesses and individuals actually allowed to choke parking spots?
All right. So in the case of the Klang Valley, most local councils have a system where businesses can rent the parking spot. So you will see these boxes painted in red throughout most of the local councils. They use red color. And in that cases, you pay between 200 to 400 ringgit a month, depending on the area, to rent that box. So then that's legal chopping. You don't have to put up chairs or dustbins or anything there. That space is legally for that premise that has rented it. But in a lot of other cases, what we see rampantly happening is people putting cones, chairs and whatnot to block off yellow boxes. Now, that's not legal. It's not right to do that. And yes, what MPAJ did is the right thing to do. They should go around and do this operasi and pick up all these items that are standing in the way of the parking lots.
I'm curious about whether it's only particular kinds of businesses that can do this, illegally purchase the parking spot, or is that fair game for anybody who wants to?
It's fair game for anyone, but every council has their different rules on limiting how much of boxes can be rented out in this manner, because you can't allow the whole street to be taken up by red parking boxes. That won't be right. So this will be, in a way, a case by case, because you've got 10 city councils in the Klang Valley and they all would have their rules. But by and large, it's fair game for everyone. The ones which are compulsory in Selangor would be the mechanic shops. They have to rent the parking bay because they are going to be hogging it anyway. You can't park in front of the mechanic shop. You will deny cars going in and out of the shop lot to get fixed. So because they have to block it, so they have to rent it. But for every other business, it's fair game.
So we're talking about this in relation to Taman Cempaka in Ampang. But, you know, really, I think most of us who live in the Klang Valley will have encountered this, you know, either in our housing areas or while we're out and about trying to run errands and the like. So are there specific areas where it's actually a more prevalent issue?
Yes, I think older areas, in my personal experience, see it far more often than the newer commercial areas. Maybe it's historical, maybe it's habits from decades ago. But yeah, it is prevalent, I think, in older areas more often than... And it's also probably in not so busy commercial areas. You don't see this happening in SS2 and PJ Newtown as much as you would see it happening in secondary commercial areas.
What are the main reasons why parking in commercial areas has become so limited? How much of this has to do with poor planning?
Well, there has to be a limit in terms of requirement. In Selangor, the requirement is one parking space for every 500 square feet of commercial space. So depending on the size of the shop lot, that's the ratio in which the developer has to provide parking spaces. You could increase that requirement, maybe two parking spaces for every 500 square feet, but that will just make the Klang Valley this huge urban sprawl. So where do you draw the line? I think it's quite challenging to provide abundance of parking spaces that we may all want in a city as big as the Klang Valley. Maybe it's very possible for smaller towns to do that, but I think in the Klang Valley, it's not quite practical. But I think what the problem also is that business owners wants to chop the place right in front of their shop. It makes it easy for loading and unloading. Sometimes the boss wants to park there. These are some of the reasons maybe they want that not just a parking spot, but the parking spot in front of their shop. So that's something that has to be dealt with. Loading and unloading should not happen in the peak of day. It should happen early in the morning, late in the evening. It has to be scheduled as to not interrupt the busiest time of the day. That's one challenge. And as for top management, you know, I say in inverted commas, it could be the owner, it could be the manager of the shop wanting to park right in front of the shop and his staff dutifully making sure that the space is kept available for him, you know, that these things happen. So, you know, you rent the box. If you really want that, rent the box. Sometimes it's customer-centric. Clinics who want the banks and clinics who want the space. I think nearly every bank has the red box now for their premier customers. So, you know, if you want this premier treatment for your customers, then cough up the money and get the red box.
Rajiv, I know I've asked you this question before. I feel like what this is our 1 year anniversary of me asking you this same question that I've asked you many times before, which is to say, when it comes to parking in residential areas, what is actually allowed under the law? Because, you know, a lot of us usually park outside our houses, visitors to the neighborhood often do the same, but it kind of falls into this very strange area.
Yes. I think we've had a show on that a couple of times in the past, especially in the afternoon session. In front of residential terrace houses, and in fact, any other residential building, the law is quite straightforward. If there's no box, no yellow box drawn by the local council, it is not legal to park there. Full stop. The law designed decades ago made it so straightforward. And that's why from time to time, you'll hear of cases where the policeman or the local council are issuing summonses to cars parked outside of houses. So if you talk about landed property, the bungalows, semi-des and terrace houses, it has become the norm, the practice for us to park the cars outside of the house. And it's more of a understanding basis in which everyone understands each other and gives and takes with each other. The local councils have chosen to not get actively involved and rarely take on strong enforcement action unless there's a complaint. So now every instance where you see local council coming down and issuing summonses in landed property area, very often, if not every single time, you can trace it back to strong complaints from the neighborhood. So for example, commercial areas which are next to very busy commercial areas next to residential houses, next to hospitals like in SS12, next to SJMC, in section 14, next to Digital Mall, you would find rampant amount of commercial patrons, employees and customers parking in front of people's houses. And this oftentimes becomes a nuisance. Not many people park with etiquette. A lot of times I've encountered complaints of gates being blocked, roads being too narrow to pass by because people don't park inside, don't park really on the road shoulder and they jut out too much. So local council has to respond to complaints and take action. But if there are no complaints, it's mostly live and let live. We have not come to the point of regulating where and how we can park outside of the houses. Now, Singapore has done that. I visited to see their landed property and to see how they've regulated parking outside the terrace houses. But it's much easier for them to solve their problem because there are far fewer cars than we do. We have 3-4 cars per house over here. And that's probably not the case for them. In low-cost flats, there are often boxes. And so people will park in the boxes, but oftentimes in low-cost flats, the amount of cars far exceeds the boxes. And you have in different flats, different kinds of double parking schemes that the residents have an understanding among each other on how they should park, not put up their handbrake, leave the car in neutral, and how they push each other's cars out of the way when they need to make an exit. So if you're parking in these areas, just be mindful of what the local culture is, because all of these are governed based on local culture and not actually any law. Strictly speaking, if you park outside a box, it's illegal and you could get a summons.
So let's break it down then. What can we do when we see an illegally, quote unquote, booked parking spot in a commercial area?
Well, if you want to report it in, I know a lot of people, they may feel frustrated at it and want to report it in. Nearly every local council now has an email complaint system, a WhatsApp complaint system. So if you're in PJ, you can WhatsApp in the complaint. You can send it by Facebook, by email. So on your smartphone, take a picture, take the location and send it in by WhatsApp. That's what I've done it many times. I've sent it by WhatsApp because it's very easy to capture the location on WhatsApp, very easy to capture the picture. And you don't have to say much words because the location and the picture. And you can send it in. They will reply you with a reference number. Most local councils have that system. They'll reply you with a reference number. They've taken note of the complaint. And then someone will go down and and deal with it.
So we last spoke to you about the two-hour parking limit that was put in place in USJ. What other measures do you think we should be looking into to resolve the lack of parking, particularly in busy commercial areas?
So what I'm doing in Bukit Gasing is I've worked with Causeway Link, the bus company, to launch Kumpul. This service is a van-sharing service that is bringing people from their houses to the nearby commercial areas. And that is to ease the parking problem, because we'll never be able to solve the parking problem if you want to build more and more parking spaces for everyone. So the better solution in the long run is leave your car at home. When you head out to your nearby commercial area to do banking, to go meet a friend for a meal or to buy stuff, you can hop on this van sharing service if you're in Bukit Gasing area. And so Section 14, Section 17, PJ Old Town, you don't have to think about parking anymore. And I strongly believe after a couple of months of this service running that this is really the future. That you can own a car and use the car for certain purposes, but not for every purpose. Not every trip that you make as a car owner, you need to drive. And sometimes you don't have to drive. And sometimes you can just leave the car at home and use Kumpul to get to the shop. And sometimes you can use the LRT to get down to KL. But the mindset has to change that we don't have to drive everywhere all the time. And if we can make that switch, I think we can, you know, ease that pain and suffering that we face with parking spaces.
Rajiv, thanks for speaking with us today.
Most welcome. Thanks for having me on.
That was Rajiv Vishakaran, assembly person for Bukit Gasing, weighing in on the act of illegally reserving or choping parking spots. This comes on the wake of MPAJ cracking down on people who have been doing exactly that. So we'd like to hear from you. Have you encountered this a lot, and what do you do? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.